Sané in full flow, a joyous sight. Leroy Sané, the pass of Sterling is precise. Raheem Sterling on here, what a move! Leroy Sané with a marvellous team goal for Manchester City. A trademark counter-attack. A team who in transition are almost at times unplayable. And there you saw exactly that.
Welcome to EPL 1300.
Number into Salah. He's turned away from Mario Rui. It's Mo Salah. It's in! Breakthrough for Liverpool. And guess who? Mo Salah scores. And as things stand, it's Liverpool who are going into the last 16. 1-0 will do.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
Good ball by Eriksen to Lamela. Kane. Harry Kane to attack the Barcelona box. Look, the fire! Spurs fans celebrate as if it's Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and all their birthdays put together, and it's Barcelona 1, Tottenham Hotspur 1.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Lauro, Colin, and Mickey.
Celebrating as if it's Christmas, New Year's, and all their birthdays.
Rolled into one.
Rolled into one. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good day.
And they didn't even win the game.
No, just a draw.
Leaves nothing for the rest of the year, though.
I guess. What are they going to do?
It's the end of the year. It's fine.
All right, yeah. All
right. Now we start on the new year. And when they win the Premier League, then it'll be next year's Christmas, New Year's, and birthdays. I guess.
Okay. We'll take that.
Hi, Colly.
How's it going, Lauro?
How you doing?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Good stuff.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi. Do my accent now. Do me. Do me.
Do me. Do me.
All right.
I can't. All right. TPL 1300. We got a lot to talk about.
Loads.
Loads.
As per usual.
Yeah. Well, we got Champions League. We got EPL. We got
Liverpool top of the table.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday we had Mike DeCourcy on, the great basketball writer from the Sporting News, who's a huge Liverpool supporter. And at the end of our conversation, I mentioned to him, I'm just throwing this out there, who's at the top of the table? He's pretty excited, even if it's only for a few days.
Well, it could be. They're at their level on the amount of games they played. So
yeah,
the fact is, Chelsea went and one of us called it in this studio last week, but we won't.
Me.
Begin.
Yeah. It was me. Yeah.
And so Chelsea beat them 2-0 over the weekend. But then City won on Wednesday night as well in the Champions League. And they won 2-1. Sané, you heard the goal there being.
Yeah.
He scored two himself, but they're playing Hoffenheim. And they're not a great team. City looked a little bit lackluster.
But they didn't play all the guys.
That's exactly what I'm getting to.
Okay.
Good point. Good point. Well made.
Thank you.
Well executed. So Guardiola says, Pep says he only has 15 fit first team players at the moment. And that the attrition that it's taken on the squad at the moment is too much. There's too many games for the guys that he has. So even though we always talk about City have like two teams that can get in and out, or nearly three teams, they got so many injuries and so many guys are lagging at this stage already in the season. He's not looking hopeful that they can compete all the way through the end of the season. So they'll probably buy someone in Christmas.
Yeah, of course they will.
Transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got, that's coming right up.
Yes, it's a couple of weeks away.
It's going to be interesting. Before we get to the Champions League results, of course, the big news in the MLS, Atlanta.
Yes.
Champions of MLS.
Yeah.
In front of 73,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
73,000 people.
In the Mercedes.
Yes.
Yeah, and they made easy work of Portland. Portland was overmatched.
Well, that's what I said. Completely. I said Portland had no shot against them.
I like it because the season started off with Atlanta having full crowds in the Mercedes Dome, if you remember, right at the first game of the season, and we're all going, this is fantastic, and it finishes there. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and they kept it up the whole season. I don't think there was a game where they had less than 60.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this before we went on the air. And Mickey correctly pointed out it's the city's first championship of any kind since 96. And that city partied like they had won the World Series or the Super Bowl or the, I mean, it's a big deal. They've been title starved.
Mm. Yeah, and it's a definite soccer town now, maybe even more so than the NFL. I think more fans go to Atlanta United games than go to Atlanta Falcons games at this point.
I would say so.
People like winners, no matter what. Like, if you have winners, go to it.
Good point.
Unfortunately, it's their last the last one they'll be able to win, because now FC Cincinnati's moving up.
Correct.
It's going to be a 10-year run of
domination.
Domination. Dynasty, we call it.
But 73,000 is a lot, though.
That's like crazy.
The amount of money they're putting in the coffers there, you know, there's, that's just going to make them stronger and stronger. I would never have thought of Atlanta as a hotbed for soccer. Where did that come from? Was it just the owners, or was it?
Arthur Blank owns that team, who owns the Falcons.
He looked very confused when they won, like he didn't know what to do.
He did. Well, we all had that vision of him celebrating on the sideline.
Yeah, in the 28 to...
During the Super Bowl.
28-3.
You know, which didn't work out that well. So I don't think he really...
He didn't want to celebrate too soon.
No, because that's... And, you know, it's in soccer, it's not 28-3. It's, you know, 2-0 or 1-0 or whatever. So he didn't... But he sure partied afterwards.
Does he actually own that stadium himself? Or is it a municipal stadium?
I don't know.
No,
it's a good question.
I don't know for sure. I think that he owns it with some help kicked in. He's paying the city for...
He's paying them back all right now anyway, isn't he? Like, he's filling it like twice a week nearly.
But yeah, the thing about Atlanta, it is... It doesn't fit in with the rest of the South in a lot of ways. The South has this image. It's college football, college football, college football, college football. Atlanta loves their college football, but they are a little bit different. They love... They don't always love the Hawks, but sometimes they'll love the Hawks. They're always supporting the Braves, and they like these, you know, when the Lightning, or not the Lightning, the, what was their hockey team? The Atlanta Thrashers?
Thrashers.
Yeah. The first couple of years they were there, they were hardcore supporters of them too. Atlanta is kind of a, they love the new thing. And hopefully this keeps up with United winning so quickly into their existence. Hopefully the fandom keeps up, but they're kind of latching onto them like I haven't seen Atlanta latch onto anything in quite some time.
The thing that scares me is that not every team can win. So you can only have one, like you only have one winning team.
One champion.
So obviously, like the Colts are hot in Atlanta at the moment, but in LA, they have the new team, and then they have the Galaxy as well. Are they getting the support that they got when Beckham was there and when Robbie Keane was there in the Galaxy, and they were winning Landon Donovan, then Red Bull up in New York? Are they getting enough support? Like, there's enough people to go watch the games, but are they going doing it in all the other places? Like, you know, the crew just about stayed alive. Yeah. Now, they did, and they got great fans, like hardcore fans, 10,000. Is that what's making up, like, all these teams, 10,000, 10,000, 10,000? Or have you got a bigger base now who actually support them, not just for winning because they like soccer and because it's their local team? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's sustainable moving forward.
There are pockets throughout the U.S. where it's catching on. Seattle, obviously, Atlanta, Portland now, who was Atlanta's opponent in the finals. Kansas City, Sporting KC draws a lot of people. But then you got places like Columbus, which are pulling 10,000.
And that's not saying that against Columbus.
No, not at all.
It's just that there's not enough of you.
They're hardcore.
Yeah.
There's just not enough of them. And, you know, maybe with Cincinnati coming in, that's going to add another hotbed, and maybe it'll spark a rivalry with Columbus, and it'll draw more people into the Columbus crew to watch them take on their in-state opponents.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, that's the big question about MLS, as it's always been.
Yeah. Well, like in the 70s when Best, et cetera, and Pelé and all were in the... And at the start, that drew thousands and 30, 40, 50,000.
Right.
And then it just fizzled into nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more sustainable. It's a better model.
MLS has been around 15 years now.
A lot longer than a lot of people thought it would be around. Honestly.
And it is just now, in the past year, 2 years, maybe 3 years, seeping its way into the public consciousness. We all knew it was there. It was kind of a fringy thing. But now it's games are getting shown on ESPN, the championships. Yeah,
you just
shown.
Look at ESPN top 10.
Yeah.
Sports Center top 10.
Soccer. It's a lot of it.
Yeah. And yeah, always the plays of the day. There's always at least one soccer in right. there. And probably three or four, to be honest.
Yeah.
And some of the ones they pick are terrible as
they
well.
They are terrible.
Some of them are.
You know, who's the person who picks the top? That's not a great sport.
They really went out of their way to get Zlatan in as much as they could this past season as well.
Well, it's a celebrity-driven yep. network. We all know that.
So it's not for the real sports fans?
No, not for us.
Unlike us.
And getting...
There's someone calling. That's head office calling.
Yeah. That's ESPN. Yeah. What do you mean by
get
comment?
Off the radio.
But yeah, bringing in these European players like Zlatan, like Wayne Rooney, even though they're on the tail end of their careers, they've still got a lot of football left in them.
Yeah, well, Wayne Rooney was fantastic.
Wayne Rooney
this
was
season.
Amazing. Zlatan was amazing, and Zlatan will be coming back next season. There was some talk he would be going back to wherever he came from.
The United?
No, the Italian team he was on right before he came.
Inter Milan.
There was talk he was going to go back.
Juventus, AC Milan. He played for all those teams. That's the team.
There was rumor he was going to go back there during the last half of the season, and that's not happening now. And he has picked up. He's been picked up again by LAFC.
It looks like Wayne Rooney's going to come back as well. Not mm-hmm. just for the soccer, because he said he has a standard of life that he could never get in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember, this guy was 16. When he hit this scene, he scored an amazing goal against Arsenal. Mm-hmm. And since then, he's been under scrutiny underneath the people's eyes in the
every
UK.
Minute of every day of his
couldn't
life.
Couldn't do anything. Yeah. And now he goes, tell you what the best thing is, taking the kids to school, then picking them up and maybe going to the zoo or something, and I come walk around. That, like, you know what I mean? Like simple things. And he goes, I love it just for that.
Yeah.
Just for that. Like that's,
yeah, nobody recognized him here. Mainly because his face is a lot bigger than it was when he was a...
Even if it wasn't, they wouldn't remember him.
No.
They wouldn't know him.
Now, people recognize him, but it's not the throngs of people.
They leave him alone. That's what, I mean.
Yeah, they recognize him. They say, hey, Wayne, would you sign this? And then they walk away.
Right.
There are not 10,000 cameramen on his every move.
Correct.
In D.C.
It's fantastic.
It is. All right. What shall we do?
Well, let's talk about the Champions League. United are true. City are true. Spurs are true. Liverpool are true.
Yeah. Let's go a little more in-depth than that after break.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Collie's here. Mickey's here.
Laro's here.
I'm here. DPL 1300, ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5. We are the champs. The champs of EPL 1300. Collie, Mickey, and...
Laro.
All right. So we got... What?
Well, you text me during the week and asked me how many different leagues are in the... how many different national leagues are in the Champions
League? How many different leagues from Europe are represented in the Champions League? Mikey... who's listening as we speak.
Driving home.
Was all over me on our show about that. Because frankly, I didn't know the answer to that question.
But it's a bit of a loaded question. And that's what when I sent you back the text, I was like going, everybody has anybody who plays in a UEFA.
League.
UEFA sanctioned country, which is every country in Europe.
Okay.
Right? So UEFA, it's like CONCACAF or whatever.
Right.
So it's UEFA. They've got the opportunity to qualify and play in the Champions. So like Irish little like Division One teams that are terrible.
Yeah.
They can play in the Champions League, but they got to go through the qualifying. So in theory, like it could be like 60, 50 like teams. I think there's nine that are automatically qualified, which is Russia, Ukraine. They get one at least.
Right.
Russia, Ukraine, France, Germany, Italy, Portugal, Spain, England, Holland. And then like the likes of Scotland who have Celtic and all, they have to go through a qualifying round. Even though they're the champions.
Denmark as well? Denmark doesn't have an auto?
No, doesn't have an auto. No.
Wow.
So like, and then you got like all the other teams, like teams from Croatia, Sweden,
Belgium.
Switzerland, Belgium. Like
so they have
Poland.
To go, How, what, now this is a loaded question too, but what's the qualifying procedure to get into the Champions League if you're from one of those countries?
Convoluted and complicated.
Okay. All right.
I sent you through the text message. If you clicked on that, like there's.
I saw it. I had no idea what it
was. Yeah, because there's different seeds depending on what team. So there's guys who might have to come in, let's say the Irish team, who aren't going to be very good at all.
Right.
Because all the best players go and play in England.
Mm-hmm.
They come in at the bottom level and they have to qualify through four different stages of group qualifying, and then they get into the group proper if they get through all those guys. But the champions of Scotland and the champions of Holland might come in and meet them at like the top.
Right.
So after they've played three, the other guys will come in and play them, and then they'll just normally they just beat them and then get through.
Right. Okay. All right. So that makes a little more sense.
So they are the real, real champions.
So there you go, Mikey. Okay.
Whew. But then there's some countries that get four teams in.
Yeah,
not just the champion of their league. That's just.
But there's four teams. Like, they have to qualify as well. So two out of the teams that play in England have to qualify. So they don't go straight into the. They have to play like a minnow, like say a Malmo or something like that, and then they go through.
Okay.
It's not an automatic.
Of the four teams that qualify.
Yeah. One of them, like, they get an opportunity for a Champions League place, which means that they have to play one of those teams that I said, like a winner from.
No, wait, I'm confused now. We get four teams, the top four teams from the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
qualify for the Champions League.
No, three of them do, one of them doesn't. That's what I'm saying. One of them has to play a qualifier.
Really?
So they're technically in the Champions League.
Well, that could have changed last year, but that's the way it always was previously.
Okay. Then I was mistaken. So if you're the fourth place team in the Premier League,
yeah,
it can't be the top three. So the fourth place team has to qualify, to play
match. They play one round of qualification.
Okay,
that could have changed now. Maybe I'm speaking out my ear hole.
I don't remember. Now, it was Liverpool this year was the fourth place team in the Premier League. I don't recall
them having to
qualify. About them having to play a qualifier, but that doesn't mean anything.
It was also
because
a year
it was
ago.
Also going. Yeah,
yeah.
So all right.
Well, we'll check that out. See, why Mikey shouldn't ask me that question, because it's
just
too
enjoy
convoluted.
The football,
yeah. Yeah. Just enjoy your Spurs. All right. Let's quickly go through what happened in the Champions League this past Tuesday and Wednesday, yesterday.
So just last season, it changed. So fourth place doesn't have to play a playoff anymore.
Okay.
And that just, it just literally changed.
Okay. So good call by you. I appreciate your honesty. All right. This is what happened on Tuesday. We won't go through all these, but.
The round of 16 is set for Champions League now. Group stages are over. Everybody that's through is through.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about any of the games?
Absolutely. We can talk about the games. We just, if Club Bruges and Monaco are playing, we don't have to worry about talking about
that. Oh, that's one of my favorite matches,
I love
though.
Bruges. I'd love to be in
Bruges. I love Monaco. I mean.
I get your in Bruges reference there, Sean.
Oh,
well done.
I get it. Yeah.
City 2-1.
Yeah.
Good win at home. Hoffenheim weren't up to much. Best player in the park for me was Foden, who's a star. He's a young guy. And Guardiola is trying to protect him a little bit, but he's a ball-playing midfielder. He's attacking midfielder, plays in the 10 in the kind of hole, and he's very, very good. He's excellent.
Okay.
Probably the best thing for them.
Sané's free kick was something special, too.
Yeah.
Boy, was it
a nice kick.
Two goals. It's very good. Hoffenheim gave him a scare. They got a penalty after 16 minutes and went 1-0 up, but didn't really matter. City were going to qualify
no matter what.
Two of the best results I've seen in a long time, though, was Spurs at New Camp, or the Camp Nou, whatever, against Barca. What a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
Great game.
And a late, I think, 85th minute goal to tie it.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a guy called Galim Balake, and he is a Spanish soccer reporter who reports in the UK. So he reports on La Liga, and he reports on Spanish teams, etc. And he co-hosts different things in the UK. And he tweet. I think he tweeted or he said one or the other that was the best performance from a non-Spanish national side, so anybody outside of Spain, in the Nou Camp.
Wow.
That he's seen in many, many years.
That's something.
Well, I was watching, because I had it on my DVR, and I was watching a couple of the shows, and the commentators, they were both English, and I don't know who they were. They weren't the normal guys. Because
no, but they were absolute...
I mean,
absolutely in the bag for Spurs.
Do you know which one I was talking about?
That was the Barca game.
Yeah, it was the Barca game. But the one guy who is one of the top commentators, analysts, mm-hmm. went berserk about Spurs. I mean, just on and on and on, which was great to hear.
Yeah, we sat here. I don't think I can watch. I don't think I can stand it.
Yeah.
We sat here 3 weeks ago and said, Spurs aren't going to qualify. And then that's the beauty of sport. All of a sudden they do, Inter capitulate. And,
right.
And then they get the result in Barca that they need. It's mad. It's absolutely mad. And people were saying that it wasn't a full-strength Barca team because they're already qualified or whatever. All Spurs can do is beat the players that are in front of them.
Of course.
And it wasn't bad Barca team either. There was a good Barca team. They don't put out teams to lose or to draw.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially they're not winning at home.
Yeah. No,
they're not doing that.
Not a chance.
And they brought in Messi. Messi didn't get the whole night off. They brought him in and he he had a couple of nice shots.
Busquets nice played as well.
They just kept him out.
And then on the other side of the coin, the Napoli and Liverpool. And Liverpool, Salah got the goal there. 1-0 they won. And it wasn't... Salah was obviously... brilliant because he scored, but Alisson had a great save towards the end of the game to stop Napoli from scoring, and Liverpool scraped through there.
Yeah, if Napoli had scored that goal, that would have
knocked Liverpool. Yeah,
kept Liverpool out of the second.
Yeah, that's correct. So it was great. The worst team of the week again, United in Valencia.
Thank you.
And Mourinho.
Sean was ready. I mean, Mickey was ready.
And Mourinho played aside, whatever. Valencia are 15th in La Liga. They've won 2 out of their last 13 games. Now they've won 3 out of their last 14. They're absolutely the dregs of the Spanish league at the moment. And United went there and were made to look like children.
Yeah.
Children.
Now, I just want to throw this in here. Our guy, Jose Mourinho. Mickey's on top of his game today. And then I want you to repeat your...
What do you say to your kids when you're working? What do you do, Dad? I press a button when Mourinho says... Oh, that's so cool.
You got to be right on top of it. All right, on the BBC website, their football website, which we love, this was the headline. Jose Mourinho criticizes starting players after Champions League defeat by Valencia. And Colley's statement was?
Terrible.
He doesn't remember what he said.
He doesn't.
And why'd you start him?
20 minutes ago.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I read that headline to you a little while ago, and you said, why'd you start them?
Oh, why'd you start them? Yeah.
It was a long day yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's...
He was working hard yesterday.
Starting players after... Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous that he comes out and criticizes the starting players. You bloody started them, you know? It's ridiculous. Phil Jones scored an own goal. If he didn't score it, the guy probably would have scored a goal anyway. You know what I mean? It's just one of them.
Yeah.
Kind of things. But he's actually scored the last 2 Champions League goals, own goals for United, 7 years apart.
Wow.
Just a little...
Well... They lost 2-1 to Valencia. They had already qualified to move on.
Yeah.
They had already qualified. So they ended up finishing in second place, but they already moved through. And he played guys in this. He criticized them, but he played. There were 8 changes to their lineup. 8. And then he says he criticized them. And then he said, nothing that happened surprised me at all. I didn't learn anything from this game. Well, okay. Great. You learned you can lose. I mean, and then criticize. He's a piece of work.
Well, the thing was that they qualified because they had already kind of qualified, but they missed out on the chance to qualify in first place, which would give them a better seeding against the team in the next round when that gets drawn.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, the team really improved when I made the changes and brought in the other players. Like, well, why didn't you just play them players from the start? Like, that's... If you really wanted to win it, like, and you think... He doesn't know what his best team is.
Right.
That's the thing.
That's part of the problem.
He's a numpty. I can't stand him.
He's a what?
A numpty. I don't know if I can say that. I think I can.
Yeah, you're fine.
We don't know what it means. So
well, that's fine.
Okay, yeah. So you can say it. And I like it. Anytime you use a phrase or a word I'm not familiar with, I like it. And there are many.
Couple of matches.
By the way, United plays Liverpool Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we'll get to that.
In the Premier League.
All right. We'll get to that.
A couple of games not featuring Premier League teams that caught my eye. Real Madrid at home got throttled by CSKA Moscow 3-0.
Yeah, but they're a juggernaut.
0-3.
CSKA. And,
yeah, they're super. Real Madrid, since Ronaldo left, just doesn't look right.
I was going to say.
They're just not
Ronaldo's
right.
Not there anymore.
Or since Zidane left, I think more so. I think it's more the coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then a great match, Ajax and Bayern Munich.
Ajax.
What's
Ajax.
It, how's it pronounced? Ajax? Ajax?
Ajax,
whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
Six
I'm
goals, two sending off. Reading.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy game.
Intense is the word I would use.
Very much so.
And they played to a 3-3 draw, and both teams made it through to the next stage. So, I mean, that was going to happen however they played it out. So they could have kind of coasted.
Yeah.
But they did not.
No.
They did not coast at all. It was a chippy game. Lewandowski scored a couple. I can't read the name. It's too far away. But Tadic. Yeah, Tadic. He scored two for Ajax.
Croatian.
And it was, I mean, that was outside of the Tottenham-Barcelona game, that was the most entertaining match of the...
Well, I think one that we have to mention, of course, Juve.
Oh, yeah, man.
Lost to... Obviously, my favorite team.
They got beaten by Young Boys.
Correct.
Well, that's where Ronaldo is now, at Juve.
Yep.
And actually, just going back to what we were talking about earlier on, Young Boys came all the way through that qualification this year of the pre and the preliminary qualification, all the way through to get into the Champions League, and then they got the opportunity to go. And
it's amazing, actually, when you think we kid around.
Yeah.
But or I do, but. It's pretty amazing that they've done this.
Did they not have it? Like, because I'm not going to say it's baseball, but so I'm thinking to myself, you don't have it in football, obviously, like American football.
Right.
But ice hockey must have, like, some second division, like, teams that aren't NHL that, like, could
Well, they
compete.
Have the minor leagues.
Yeah, the ECHL and the.
But they're owned by the NHL.
Those are clubs.
Franchise.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They're the minor leagues.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the minor leagues are owned by the major league.
Yes, they have an affiliation with the NHL. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then there were lower leagues also that don't, but the top of the minor leagues are affiliated with those clubs. There's really nothing to compare.
No, there's not, is there?
No. And that's what makes it beautiful.
That's what makes it good.
All right. Champions League, when is the draw? For the next round, do we know?
It's normally around now, I think.
Okay. So it's fairly close to when this stage finishes. Oh, there's some serious Googling going on right now.
I'll googly eyes this. You've got to have it, Sean.
I'm just waiting on the page to open now. It's going very slowly.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll find out during the break.
Good stuff.
And then... when we get back, we'll talk about the upcoming EPL schedule.
It's in 4 days, 17 December.
Okay, Monday. We'll have the draw. Everybody will know who they're playing. Cool. Oops,
very good.
All right. We'll talk about what's coming up this weekend in the EPL when we get back. It's Colley, Mickey, Lauro. EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5 FM.
We are the champions. We
so many championships to be had at different points in the year. So many. It's not just one. It's not just one World Series winner or one Super Bowl winner. Or we got tons of championships.
There's cups everywhere.
There's cups everywhere. That's well put. All right. We're going to look back at a couple games from last weekend in the actual EPL, and then we're going to look ahead to a couple of the games this upcoming weekend. There are some important matches. We mentioned United has to play Liverpool, and we can only hope that we'll have some more Mourinho
fireworks. Mourinho versus Guardiola.
Oh, it's like wait a minute.
Yin and yang.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Yeah, there's a...
Right, so Mourinho, like what we were talking about earlier on, criticizes his players and says that they're not, he's furious with them, they're not good enough, all this other stuff. City lost to Chelsea at the weekend, 2-0, their first league loss of the season.
Right.
Probably their first league loss in a number, well, was probably since against...
What the hell
against,
I mean, they have against last year? They only had like two last year.
Yeah, I think it's their last loss was against Liverpool. In last year.
Right.
Right. And City lost against Chelsea. Chelsea played well. Guardiola comes out and says, my players were fantastic out there today.
Yeah.
I couldn't fault them. That's the way football goes. I couldn't fault them. They played excellently.
Yeah.
The difference in the mentality is...
exact polar opposites. Those two managers. Both of them. It's one of the reasons why we love Pep.
City 21 game unbeaten league run. Stretching back to April, and a wow. sequence of 14 unbeaten games away from home.
Which, that may be the more incredible
stat.
Yeah,
14 stat. Away from yeah. home unbeaten. That's
wow.
But all it took was one defeat to knock them off the top of the table.
That's right. Second place now behind
Second place
Liverpool.
Behind Liverpool.
Yeah. Well, they
only by a point, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
they dominated the first half, and then Chelsea scored a goal right on the... It was like a quick counter break, and... they got a goal in right at the stroke of halftime, and then Chelsea kind of upped their game in the second half. And the dude Sarri,
yeah,
pretty good manager. He's not
doing
bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Chelsea's going to be all right. Chelsea and Arsenal both have really quality new managers.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So Chelsea 2, Man City 0.
Yeah. Great result for the league.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic yeah. result. So yep. Liverpool are the only unbeaten team now.
Yes.
And they
4-0 over Bournemouth.
Yeah, they handled yeah. Bournemouth. Bournemouth is gone cold as ice here.
Yeah. Now, we spoke during the break about the most fun, perhaps, in the EPL is the teams at the bottom of the table. The whole year with one goal in mind, and that's staying up, not being relegated. So when they win games, it's a big, big deal. And that happened this past weekend.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
My Wolves.
Your Wolves.
My Wolves. I've said it all along. Remember?
Your Wolves, your Huddersfield, your Tottenham, your Leicester. Your...
All right. Now, all right. Let's go through these. Leicester will always be one of my favorite teams ever. Always. For the rest of my life, for what they did in 2015. Yeah. Always.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Put that to sleep. I'm a Spurs fan. Have been for many, many, many years. So don't bring that up. And I've said that I love Wolves because I watched the TV series about them. And first of all, they have a manager with the greatest name maybe in the history of any sport. Nuno, how can you not love that guy? And they have all these Portuguese guys. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of Portugal. Everybody.
Well, sure, yeah.
That's a good reason, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Huddersfield?
That was a joke prediction I made at the beginning.
Oh, no, you're a big Huddersfield
no,
fan.
No, I wasn't. At the beginning of the year, last year on EPL 1300, I picked Huddersfield to win the Premier League. It was a joke, okay? I'm not a Huddersfield fan.
All right.
Anyway.
Arsenal had another good win.
Against Burnley Huddersfield. Yeah, thanks.
Burnley got a win against Brighton and Hove Albion needed.
Yes.
Cardiff, who are doing well, 1-0 right. against Southampton. Southampton are really going to struggle. I think they're gone.
Yeah.
I'm calling.
But, again, great to see Cardiff. Just the highlights from that game were great. They go so nuts, especially at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they win a match, it's great.
And they've pulled themselves out of relegation. Yeah. And they're up to 14th on the table now. Yeah. So Not safe by any means,
right?
But
United
walloped
Fulham 4-1.
Yeah.
Sessegnon could be going to Spurs sooner than thought.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Merry Christmas.
Speaking of Spurs, is there a better player, a hotter player right now than Son?
He's
in the best form I've ever seen him in.
Very, very good. He's doing excellently. Thank God he didn't have to go and serve.
Yeah, no kidding.
He was so close to having to go and serve in the army, you know what I mean?
Yep. All right, West Ham 3, Palace 2, whatever. And Spurs beat Leicester. At Leicester, it's a good result. We need to keep doing that. Let's see. We talked about Wolves, and Monday, Everton Watford drew 2-2. I watched that game. That was actually a pretty good game. I like that game.
See, Jose Mourinho has brought the United players in, or he's brought the players in for
thank you.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Like, normally they do train on Christmas Day, and because it's such a hectic schedule, they'd maybe go in the morning on Christmas and do like a little gym session or a sauna, just loosen up, get a massage or whatever. But he has them training at 4. What's the point in that?
The point is he is doing everything he can to alienate himself from the team. That's the point. What a jerk.
He wants to be fired. He's trying to egg him on and push him and push him and push him so that they'll let him go and he'll still get paid.
Now, here's what might happen because...
Or he's just a jerk.
Or all those things.
Yeah.
Mickey did say quite a while ago that Mourinho wouldn't last till Christmas.
Yeah.
There's still a chance. We still have a week where, you know, possibly.
Well, if it depends, this game at the weekend, when they play Liverpool, if they get walloped there, he could get the marching orders then. The Liverpool-United rivalry is so big. It is, because they are the two most successful teams in the UK.
Right.
No, but it's like Cowboys and the
Yankees.
No, do the Cowboys ever play the Yankees? Aren't you on ESPN?
That'd be a fun match.
Okay, it's like the Red Sox and the Yankees. There I'll help you out there. It's like the Red Sox and the Yankees.
There you go.
So he could get his marching orders if they get absolutely crucified on.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't get them after this match, they've got Cardiff City and Huddersfield in their next two matches. So.
Yeah, we got to get rid of him now.
Mourinho out. What else are we going to talk about? We can't.
We'll find something to talk about. We can talk about that for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, because somebody bottom of the table will try to grab him. Come save us from relegation here in Southampton.
You know, Newcastle have actually put in a bid for the Atlanta midfielder, Miguel Almiron. So Atlanta are starting to lose their players. They've drawn too much attention to the quality of their side.
And there's, you know, the rumors are kicking around again about Pochettino going to either Man United or Real Madrid. So at the end of the season, they're saying so. Tottenham's manager back on the rumor mill, as is Christian Eriksen, as is Harry Kane.
Well,
they're all going to Real Madrid.
They're not.
That's what.
When is the Tottenham Stadium open? White Hart Lane. When is it reopened?
We still don't know.
I don't know. Man United got all a little passive aggressive chippiness in their mailer to their fans about tickets. They did not offer tickets for the January 15th game. I think it's January 15th in London because they didn't know where they were going to play and they didn't know the allotment or the cost or anything.
Oh,
so there's possibility it'll be in mid January, but more likely early February.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means they might be playing some of their Champions League football there as well.
Yep.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
There's talk that Icardi, who's the Argentinian striker, plays for Inter Milan, So Inter Milan didn't make the last stages of the Champions League. Just talk that he will be sold in the winter transfer and. He is absolutely fantastic. I really rate this guy, Icardi. So,
sold to who?
Just sold.
Just out.
Balance the books.
Ah, yeah.
balance the books. So you could see him going to Real Madrid. I could see him going to Arsenal. Not Arsenal don't really need him at the moment, but he plays that like fluid football that Arsenal play. Actually, that Spurs play as well.
Yeah,
he's a great player. He could even go to City as well. Very good player.
This see, I'm just reading on the in the gossip section of the BBC.com/football website. And all this talk about all these possible moves and players leaving makes me very unsettled, is the word I would use. I mean, really, Tottenham are interested in signing Real Madrid midfielder Marco Asensio if Christian Eriksen leaves the club. I don't want Christian Eriksen to leave the club.
That's just gossip, though. That's gossip. Yeah, you got to take it with a pinch of salt.
And that is... from the Spanish paper, has it pronounced Martha? Which is a gossip rag. It's kind of like the Daily Mail or one of those.
Is there something wrong with those?
Yeah, they're not true 97% of the time. Oh, okay.
Other than that, though.
So
I'm just saying.
You got to take it all with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a lot of Spurs names being kicked around there.
I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. I don't like it.
They all seem to be tied to Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to it. Liverpool United on Sunday is the pick of the week. It's on at 11. It's 11 o'clock kickoff.
Oh, okay. So now we've moved to what's coming up.
Southampton, Arsenal are before that, and Brighton and Chelsea are before that again. And then on Saturday, there's no games that really stand out. I think Manchester City are hosting Everton in the early kickoff.
Yeah.
Everton might be able to do something there, but
if that was at Everton,
maybe
it might have been different. But I still don't think they can have quite enough to.
Yeah, me either.
Crystal Palace.
If City's really as injured as Pep says they are, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Crystal Palace hosts Leicester City. Huddersfield Town host Newcastle United. Spurs host Burnley. Another 3 points for the Spurs there, do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd think, but that's the kind of stupid game that they end up drawing a lot of times.
No, mm-hmm. They're going to win that game.
Watford, Cardiff, your Wolves host AFC Bournemouth, and Fulham host West Ham United.
That's on Saturday. Those are on Saturday.
Yeah, full league fixtures.
Yes.
7 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could see Brighton and Hove Albion getting a result against Chelsea as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's in
just because of,
it's
why?
In Brighton. Chelsea play tonight, or they're playing now.
They're on now, and it's that Thursday Europa League. That's why you don't want to go to Europa.
Ugh.
You play Thursday, Saturday, Thursday, Sunday sometimes. And Brighton's not a bad team either.
Mm-hmm. Down in Brighton, the Amex Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
In the couple minutes we have left, we'll look at the table. Top of the table. Liverpool, winner of 5 straight. More. By a point over Man. You know what's weird? You look at Man City, and on the table on this BBC website, they have the last 5 matches. Green with a W, obviously, is a win, and red with an L is a loss. You look at the Man City line, WWWW, and that red L the last time, and it looks weird. It just looks weird to me.
Well, Liverpool haven't lost a game all season.
Yeah.
So
I mean, a lot of green W's there.
If you continue without losing a game all season, you're going to win the league.
Oh, I would say that's a safe bet.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs in third. They're only 6 points back. 6 points off the lead. Then Chelsea, Arsenal, both at 34 points. Man U. In 6th.
Right, they've clawed themselves up to 6th place.
Yeah, but look at those last 5. Loss, like Jose draw, 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 win.
Yeah, it's an 8-point gap between 5th and 6th.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if United beat Liverpool? Got those 3 points. Not necessarily for United getting the 3 points.
Yeah.
But then Arsenal, Chelsea, and Spurs all win, and City come out with a draw or a loss against them. Whoever they're playing. Who are they playing again?
City's playing Everton.
Against Everton.
Yeah.
And then everyone's in around like 1 or 2 points. You've got 5 teams.
Oh, 42-37
Yeah.
The top 5.
Be off for a few days. It would be awesome. We have all the teams in the middle of the table, the Wanderers. of course, my Wolves sitting in 10th with 22 points. And at the bottom, Fulham and Southampton, both with 9 points. And then the Huds, who used to be a team I predicted big things for. They're in 18th. Those are the three at the bottom of the table. And Burnley is right there. Crystal Palace is right there. And as we go through the city. But as you said, Cardiff City moved up to 14th now. Yeah. And that's good.
You're still at a stage down there in the relegation zone, the two wins, like, and you're
right.
You're all the way up. But there's a clear difference from 13th.
To 14th and below.
Yeah. Exactly. 13th, yeah. Brighton and Hove Albion, 21 points.
Right.
To 14th, Cardiff City on 14 points. Yep. So it's it.
All right.
It's interesting.
It is.
It's interesting.
All right. Well,
it's about time to start looking to see who's the top of the championship. Who might be coming up next year. And right now it's Norwich City and Leeds.
Leeds are in trouble. They're owned by a sports group that seems to be going out of business.
Yes, I saw that the other day. But yeah. Leeds seems to meet it. How do you feel about it? They need to be back up in the EPL.
Yeah, my dad supports Leeds. So I grew up
watching
Leeds all the time. But they were a fantastic team. They won the championship. I'm going to say they won the championship the last year before it was the old Division 1. They're the last winners of the old Division 1 before it was the Premier League. Or else they won the first season of the Premier League. One or the other. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Eric Cantona used to play for him. What happened was in about 2006. Oh, geez. It might have been before that. It was before that. Let's go 1998, 2000. Right. They had a fantastic team where they put a lot of money into it. And they didn't make the Champions League. And because they didn't make the Champions League, they couldn't pay their bills and they had to get rid of so many good players. And then they really fell from the top. Like, they were challenging for the Premier League on a yearly basis. And they didn't make the Champions League, had to sell all their players. Wow. And then they went all the way down, about three divisions down nearly. Yeah. Now they're coming back up.
Good. Good. I hope they make it through all that.
Yeah, Sheffield United is bubbling under at number 3 in championship, so they need to get back up as well. All right.
We'll start keeping an eye on that, even though we got, 18 months till the end of the season or something?
Five.
Yeah. All right. As always, great job. It's an honor for me to work with both of you.
Yeah, you're honored. Yeah, you're all right.
Your honor. All right, we'll be back next Thursday. Collie, Mickey, and me, Laura.
Have a good one.
EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio. 1300
Thursday Night Football coming up.
And 92.5.